long is this process kind of going on? So, like, this is the culmination of how many days?
Well, actually, we literally start working on it as soon as the season's over. So it's, you know, months. But, you know, we take the final 6 weeks and kind of focus on packing. As soon as the off-season program's over, which is the third week of June, we really hone in on what we have to do.
How many people does it take for you guys to pack everything up?
Well, it takes a lot of people. I mean, I have five full-time guys in my staff, and then, of course, the trainers, they have their group, and the weight staff has their coaching. I mean, it's each individual department's responsible for their own areas. But it takes, you know, maintenance. It takes, I mean, it's an army of people that you rely on to do their jobs. So
you've been a part of this island for a long time now. Mm-hmm. And could you kind of do this in your sleep? More or less,
I mean. Well, I don't know that you ever. I think about the time I feel like that'll be the time that I'll make a mistake. Not saying that I haven't made any mistakes, but I've been crafty enough to cover them up, which would be probably what I need credit for. But you know, it's one of those things that, yeah, I mean, we have checklists and we have a process, and it's worked well for us. Obviously, moving to St. Joe is a lot easier than us all those years in River Falls. Once you left, there was no turning back, so you had to literally take everything. I can cheat a little bit here and get back here between practices if I have to. So we it's not as entailed now as what we did in River Falls.
You or one of your guys, are you guys up there starting now, or when do you guys?
Yeah, we actually started yesterday.
Really?
We took all the field equipment.
I mean,
yeah, we'll be up there every day from now until, you know, until it's finally over, whatever that is, August 20th or something.
Well, you still got, like, what, a week before the rookie camp? So
yeah.
What do you do between now and then?
We set up lockers. We set up all the individual coaches' rooms. We do more now for each individual, a lot more now than what we did 25 years ago. You know, we set up each coach's room, toiletries, you know, each individual player's lockers. We do all the field equipment. It's a long process, and we've taken it as the whole national football to a whole nother level. We are responsible for everything that a coach or player needs the minute they walk in the door, and that includes field equipment. That includes shoes, socks, gloves, underwear, you know, everything, toothpaste. You know, we have a lot on our plate, which is what we love. That's why it takes five of us full time.
Do you personalize that for the players? Because each individual player might want different
things.
Yeah. How does that make your job?
I have a checklist, and, you know, there's certain guys that like heavy sweats versus track pants. There's guys that like tennis shoes versus destroyers, which is a rain shoe. There's each individual guy, which we pack their travel bags for the season as well. So we know the guys that want mouthpieces, don't want mouthpieces. So, yeah, we have a list that we go off of for each individual. And, you know, we'll do things like put their personal photos in their lockers for those that we know that want that have them in their lockers. We try to take this operation and make it exactly the same at Missouri Western the best we can.
How long have you been doing this now?
This is actually my 32nd year with the organization. I started in 1983, in June of 83, right out of high school. And they sent me to Longview, and I went to school over there, and it's literally the only job I've ever had. So I'm very, very fortunate.
What time did you get here today?
I got here at 7. I actually had to run by the cleaners to pick up some stuff for some of the coaches, but it's not real early this time of year. Now, in season, we're early. But
I know players are real picky about the swag and the fashion kind of thing. What's the trend now?
Well, that's one of the great things about Andy Reid. Matter of fact, I walk through that locker room and scream it a couple times a day. The less swag you have, the better off you are. I mean, he's very particular about what we wear. We have to dress a certain way. Guys that come from places where they're able to have their swag, we try to keep it more as a team concept.
So, like, in essence, like, the shoes got to be the same color? Like, how does he lock down more than other coaches?
It's very simple. We just make it where they only wear the shoes that they're able to wear game day. So, which is 50% red, 50% white, can be 50% black and white. So, we limit the lime green, the long swag towels, all those things. We just simplify it just the same as it would be for game day.